Jesus said, go be salt and be light and lift up the gospel. So that's what we do. That's why we go in the streets. We actually won't take an offering or money. We don't take anyone's money. These guys will collect money later. We don't take anyone's money. And the entertainment of the world is actually Satan's system to deceive you. And so I just want to let you know that you're being deceived by Satan's system. There's a kingdom of God in Christ Jesus, and there's a kingdom of Satan. And you're lavishing in the kingdom of Satan as you live like the world, the culture, like the churchianity systems, like the entertainment of the world. We go all over. We stand outside religious places. We go to public streets. We go to fairs. We go to festivals. And we warn you that you're actually following after the kingdom of Satan, not the kingdom of God. And Jesus said this about his people. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. If you're not following the word of God, if you're not following the word of God, you have not the ears to hear, and the judgment of God will come for you. And it's my job to just stand and remind you that judgment is coming. You have to turn and seek the kingdom of God. You have to be willing to lose your entire life to find it in Jesus Christ. We have lots of articles on our website to show you, to teach you, to help you. But the entertainment of the world, we get it, is more popular than the gospel. Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life. You're not going to find it in your worldly life and your church system of man. You're not going to find it living in your flesh. Romans 8 says, you cannot please God in the flesh. And this is what the culture is. The culture is built on flesh. The culture is built on that which feels good and right to them. So we just love you enough to call you out of this false way, to lift up Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only way. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God.
Did you see their fruit there, brother?
The guy's playing kids' songs, and all the adults are going along with it, but when you preach the gospel, they mock. I'm making a note.
I just standing for early.
Came for a photo op.
Take all the pictures, all the videos you want. It's a public place. Hopefully they'll put it somewhere. They'll probably put it up. A lot of people put it up to mock. And then it gets used of God. Would you like a gospel card, sir, to find eternal life? Like I said, I asked him what time they start. He told me 6 o'clock. I'll be gone when they start. I'm not going to interrupt you then. Public sidewalk till then. It's actually public sidewalk. I could stay, but I'm not going to. If you'd open the scriptures, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And what I would ask my neighbors today is, what are you seeking in your life? The Bible says you reap what you sow. Kind of what you plant is going to grow. You plant a tomato seed, tomatoes are going to grow. You plant corn, corn's going to grow. If you plant according to your flesh, like these shows and entertainment of the culture, not rooted in God's word and truth, you're sowing to the flesh. And Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. No one's going to inherit the kingdom of God in the flesh. Paul says it's not of flesh and blood. It's of spirit and truth and power. And so ask yourself, what is your life about? What did you wake up to do today, neighbor? Did you wake up to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Matthew 22. And love your neighbors yourself. And you love God by obeying him. Or did you wake up today and say, I'm going to entertain myself. I'm going to live for the world. I'm going to live for my flesh. I'm not going to love God. I'm not going to obey God. See, because you're sitting on his earth, it's his footstool. You're breathing his air. He's giving you every heartbeat. And he came into the world and shed his blood and died for you to have the chance of eternal life. Jesus just came to make you if you repent, eligible for eternal life. You don't get it by just living your own way. You don't get it by following the culture or your corrupt church systems. You don't get it by following your flesh neighbor. Eternal life comes by losing this life. Matthew 10, Jesus said, lose this life to find eternal life. Have you lost your life, neighbor? Have you surrendered everything to serve Christ in spirit and truth, even your false Sunday religious system that's not of God? Have you scoured the scriptures to find out that which is good, pure, and true?
You're going to love this. I got two videos.
Scour the scriptures to find out that which is true. John 14, 6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. Isn't that interesting? Not through Roman Catholicism, not through the Baptist faith, not through Lutheran or any non-denom, any man-made denomination, they're all made of men, even the non-denoms. You have to come by Christ Himself. And what I like to tell people, is, He's coming back again, not a baby in a manger. He's going to come back as the fiery lion of Judah. Are you prepared for this fiery lion of Judah that's bringing judgment? He didn't come to condemn the first time. He's coming next time to bring judgment and fire to separate His people from the world. If you're of the world, you're going to be separated out, folks. You're going to be separated out of the kingdom of God, and we love you enough to tell you that truth. So seek the kingdom of God while you can.
Turn that microphone off. You don't have the right to broadcast to people. You can talk to people, but you can't broadcast to people. Turn that thing off.
Are they using amps?
Turn that thing off.
Are they using amps?
They have a permit. Do you have a permit?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. Do they need a permit to do this?
Turn that thing off.
Could you ask?
Turn that thing off. I'm going to rip it off.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Now you're being violent. You're on video. You're not going to rip it off. Don't do that. Stand down. Stand down. You need to call the police, and if the police tell me to shut it off, I will.
Turn it off.
Call the police.
Turn it off.
And if the police tell me to shut it off, I will. If I don't have a permit, I'll shut it off.
You don't need a permit, and you don't.
Oh, I don't need a permit. Okay. Now you're blocking my free speech access.
It's my free will to be in.
It is, but you're blocking me, sir.
No,
you're blocking me.
Yeah, it's too bad.
You're blocking me.
Then run me over.
I'm not going to run you over. I'm not going to run you over. Look, this is the fruit. This is the fruit. I love you, sir. Why are you being so fleshly?
Thank you very much. Because not everyone wants to listen.
I don't care. I don't want to listen to them. It's a public sidewalk. It's a public sidewalk, sir. It's a public sidewalk. I'm just going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and love my neighbor and tell them about the narrow path. Jesus came into the world to seek and save that which was lost. You're lost if you don't follow after Christ. You're lost if you're not seeking the kingdom of God. Sir, you're really breaking the law now. It's not lawful for what you're doing. It's not lawful for what you're doing.
Okay.
It's not lawful.
Call the police and have them stop me.
All right. Well, you call the police and have them stop me.
That's what you said.
Well, yeah, if I need a permit, I'll shut this off.
Then we're equal.
Okay. If I need the permit, I'll shut it off.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you told me I need a permit. I got it in a video. My wife's videotaping the whole thing.
I think they have a permit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they'll have to prove that to me.
Are you going all the way down the river?
No.
Okay.
I'm just standing here.
Choosing this spot?
I'm just standing here.
And why are you choosing this spot?
Because I like this spot, because it's a public sidewalk.
And you have all these people that you think...
When they start at 6 o'clock, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to be here. I told them that already. Excuse me, ma'am. I told them that already. I'm going to leave at 6 o'clock. Yeah. See, this is the fruit of this place, of the world. They hate the gospel.
I don't hate the gospel.
But the gospel continues to go out. The gospel will be preached throughout all the nations, and then judgment's going to come. And Jesus said, you will be hated for my name's sake. I love him, but Jesus said the public will hate you for his name's sake. And how are you hated? Why are you hated, sir? Excuse me, sir. I'm going to walk here.
I'm going to walk here now. Jesus said you'll be hated for his name's sake. I love you, sir. I hope you repent. The gospel is good news. It means good news, folks. But it's not good news if you don't turn and repent. It's not good news if you don't...
What makes you think I need to repent?
Well, I can see. Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit.
Oh, I see.
Look at you going to fall. Are you drunk?
Is that what he said?
Are you
no,
drunk?
I'm not drunk.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Drink.
I'm just checking.
I don't smoke.
Okay.
I don't swear.
Okay, good.
But I don't...
Then why would you get in a... Why would,
this?
Why would you get in a public citizen's face on a free speech sidewalk? Why would you do that, sir? You're not lawful.
It's free speech. It's not free microphone.
When the police tell me I need a permit for the amp, I'll turn it off.
Oh, okay.
Are you the police?
I'm waiting for them to come.
Okay, well then you don't need to be... Now you're unlawful because you're getting in my face.
I don't think so.
And when the police come, they're going to see this video and say, hey, he was all over your face.
That's okay.
It's not okay. I don't want you to get arrested.
I don't want to be arrested.
So the Bible talks about... The Bible talks about there's going to become a day of judgment. A day of judgment, and
Who's
Christ
Bible?
Is going to bring Who's fire.
Whose Bible is it?
Let's talk about it. Second Thess 1.
There's all kinds of religions.
Second Thess 1, 7, 8, and 9 says, in flaming fire, he's coming to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Do you know him? Do you talk to him regularly?
That's,
Does he talk to you?
That's what the Word of God says. He's coming in flaming fire. And there's a way that you can be saved from that fire. It's by the gospel I preached before, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and repentance to him. And you seek him in spirit and truth through repentance, and you can be born again and have eternal life. But unless you're born again, unless you're born again and walking in holiness as fruit that you know him, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. The church systems aren't going to save you. The church system's fruit is rotten, and Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit.
There's a right to freedom of speech, and look what you're showing these children. These children don't need to see this.
I think you're right, ma'am. I think you're right, ma'am. Finally, somebody with sense, she says the children don't need to see what he's doing. Soon as the show starts, I'm done, so I'm not stopping you from anything. He's trying to stop my show on a public sidewalk, which is not lawful. So, but we love him, and we endure through it, and guess why? So why are we out here doing this? Because it glorifies God, and if not one of you want to hear it, it glorifies God. And two, we know that there's sheep that hear it and go, you know what, they're right. We live our lives in the flesh and for worldly entertainment and for carnality and sin and false religion. And we're not living our lives loving God with every... heart, every heartbeat, with our mind, with our strength, with our spirit. So to not love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength means that you're practicing idolatry. We don't want you to practice idolatry. We want you to walk in spirit and truth, holiness, and righteousness, and goodness, and truth. Jesus did not come in the world the first time to condemn, but he's coming in judgment the second time. He's coming in flaming fire. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. God bless those who obey him. You're not obeying God if you're here to be entertained by this goat show, sir. Carnality and sin is not part of God's people. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, if we walk according to the Spirit, there's no condemnation. But if we walk according to the flesh, we're condemned already. So think about that. Are you walking according to the Spirit in this life? Or are you walking according to the flesh? Test yourself, neighbors. Judgment Day is coming.
Sister Amma, did you get the video you wanted?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah, we did.
I can stand right here and freak if you want to do a video right here.
Yeah.
He was creepy, wasn't he?
I noticed your brother didn't come up.
Nope.
He turned his back.
Yep.
I noticed that.
Yep. Time. Yep. I see it. It's another test. Yeah. You can do it right here if you want. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you start it already? Yeah.
So the Bible says to go and warn.
Just because you brainwash your kid and molest them and rape them. These aren't for the kids.
I'm not part of any church. What are you talking about?
I said just because you brainwash.
Brainwash?
And drive around the country.
Why would you say something vile like that, sir?
Why are you violating this?
That's vile. He just said some vile things about children. I don't know what kind of people come to this event, but I do see it all over the world. And I come to just lovingly lift up Christ. When the show starts, we're done, don't worry. They told me 6 o'clock, so this is a public sidewalk till 6 o'clock. Actually, I think I could stay out here, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to interrupt the carnal show. But I am going to stand on the sidewalk and preach the gospel and warn you that Jesus came once as a baby in a manger. He's coming in judgment. Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman warning people. And I'm here to warn you about the judgment that's coming. I'm here to warn you about the wrath of God, and I'm here to also tell you about the goodness of Jesus Christ, the love, the grace, the mercy. Don't miss the goodness, love, grace, and mercy. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit, in truth, while there's time. Day is coming. Excuse me, now it's day. Night is coming when no man can work, my master told me. Test yourself to the word of God, neighbors.